Oxfordshire Live, BBC Radio Oxford. Be part of it.
Well, good evening. Hope you've had a really good day. Our top story tonight, South Oxfordshire is in line to take more radioactive waste. A site near Harwell is already used as a store, but now a part of the UK Atomic Energy Authority wants to build another storage facility there. BBC Radio Oxford's Nikki Henderson can tell us more.
At the moment, what's called intermediate-level radioactive waste is already stored on the site. That's from Britain's very first nuclear facility that was built in Harwell back in the 40s. It carried on operating until the 1990s, and since then has been undergoing decommissioning. That means buildings have been demolished and anything contaminated with radiation dealt with. As you mentioned, some radioactive waste has been stored at Harwell for years. This proposal is for an additional storage building that would take more Harwell waste, as well as waste generated from the jet fusion facility at Culham near Abingdon and Winfrith in Dorset.
So just what would the actual facility look like?
Well, simply a huge box. It would be above the ground, up to 12 metres high, the equivalent of about four storeys. Its width would be around 55 metres and it would be 155 metres long. At the moment, the proposed site is a grass field.
And I imagine there's a big response from people living in the area.
Well, Dr John Sharp chairs East Hendred Parish Council, which is the closest community to the site.
A Lydebank Brook flows from the Harwell site through our village, and obviously any contamination of that would be of concern to the village. And similarly, we'd be looking at whether the scope covers adequately radiological discharges, and again how those might affect the village. Air quality would be something else we'd be looking at to make sure the scope adequately covers any effect on air quality.
And Dr Sharp says this isn't the first time residents have been worried about the site.
In the past, there has been some concern on the consultation of storage of low-level waste at Harwell. That has since been resolved. What will happen, I think, is the waste will actually be stored off-site.
All right, so, Nikki, what happens now?
Well, the site's managers, Research Sites Restoration Limited, have already been talking to Oxfordshire County Council. Preparations are being made for an environmental impact assessment, and we're likely to get a planning application later in the year.
All right, online is Andy Staples, who's the Operations Director for RSRL, who manage the site. Hello, Andy.
Good evening.
So are the locals right to feel maybe a touch concerned about more radioactive waste heading their way?
Well, I don't think they should be concerned about more radioactive waste heading their way. We're in the process of moving some waste out of Harwell, as well as constructing the store, which will enable us to decommission part of the Harwell site, and then therefore release the land for development as part of Harwell Oxford, the campus there, and hopefully to create more jobs and more prosperity for the area.
As far as decommissioning is concerned, what does that actually involve?
Well, the decommissioning, as you may be aware, at the Harwell site, there are currently three reactors that have been defuelled. The next phase in the work will be to dismantle those facilities, separate out the different types of waste, and as your introduction said, take the intermediate level portion of those wastes and immobilise them in concrete, effectively large concrete blocks. And the material, which is mainly metal, will then be moved to store in the new proposed store on the Harwell site. And it's in our overall aims, supported clearly by the nuclear regulator, to move to a state we call passive safety, when all the radioactive material is effectively in its final disposal form, awaiting the development of the UK's geological disposal facility.
Right. Can you explain why we need this storage facility?
Well, clearly we need the storage facility such that we can continue with our mission to decommission the facilities that are at Harwell. Without the storage facility, there would be nowhere to put the immobilised radioactive material as we decommission the reactors and other facilities at Harwell.
All right, and give us an idea about how long until the land at Harwell is deemed clean and usable again.
Well, what our aim is to release progressively the land at the Harwell site. And I guess if many of your listeners have seen, we've recently released the front end of the Harwell site. That has just been, as we say, delicensed. That means it's been taken from out of the nuclear installations regulation, which will enable the facilities now to be moved into development. So as we progressively decommission facilities, we'll release land, which will enable the Harwell Oxford site to develop in other forms.
Andy, good talking to you. Andy Staples there, Operations Director for RSRL, who manage the site. If you're in that area, is it on your doorstep? Your thoughts? 81333 is the text. Do start with the word Oxford. Send me your message on how you've greeted that news today. It's BBC Radio Oxford. It is 11 minutes past 5 o'clock. Let's bring you up to date with our top national story.